Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, once again, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Friday, September 11th, 19 years ago. As a matter of fact, it was a day that we're all etched in our memory.
Definitely.
Here's what you may have missed on the show today. We talked about cake shields. It's actually called the Top It Cake Shield.
You know, I put this under the category of necessity is the mother of invention. Here's we can't blow out birthday candles anymore because nobody wants to share the cake if you've got your...
Your schmutz
particles all over it.
Yeah, that's true. And so this is actually a Boca Raton dentist has created this, and there are three versions of them. They're basically, there's a round plastic container, a rectangle, and then one shaped like a slice of cake. And what you do is you put it over the cake itself, but it has holes at the top where you can actually put the candles in. So you can still blow out the cake for your birthday. But you just you're not your spit and stuff's not going no germs are going to be on the cake.
Yeah, you can. All right, cake, your cake is free of germs.
Yeah, they're it range from $5 to $15. So that's of course at topitcakeshield.com.
Okay.
We found out that food allergies are rising among U.S. children, and we're trying to figure out what the heck's going on. There's actually some new data that shows that kids born in the fall are actually more prone to allergies.
You know what fascinated me about this, Chris, is. If the kids have dry skin, which in the fall, your skin tends to dry out, what can happen if they get food in their skin, the body looks at it like a foreign object that it has to get rid of, and that could cause the allergies later on in life. If somehow, I don't know, peanut butter gets on the skin in that dry skin and enters the bloodstream, then the body's going to say, hey, that's an invader right there. We need to go ahead and do something about it, and that could cause the allergies later on. That's a fascinating theory, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. And they're saying that they need more research on it, but it does kind of, at least they're trying to figure out the roots as to why so many kids have food allergies these days to the point where it's, you know, it's almost turning into a really big problem.
Oh, yeah.
We found out the five stinkiest smells thanks to Google Trends. And
I was wrong about all five, by the way. Yeah, I figured it would be the uncle with the pull my finger trick. That's not even on the list right here.
No, it's not. Number one on the list is skunk spray.
If your dog's ever come home after battling with a skunk, the dog lost, okay?
The dog lost. And you got to admit, it's probably one of the best defenses nature has ever come up with.
Oh,
yeah. It's non-lethal, but the problem is that there are two components, two proteins in this particular stink that are insoluble to water, which means water is not going to get rid of it.
Right.
And what it does is it will stick to virtually anything at all. That's why if you get stung, your dog or yourself, you get sprayed with a skunk, you don't want to go in your car or inside because that stuff is going to get everywhere. And for the longest time, I think my grandmother had mentioned this one time, that you take a bath in tomato juice.
I've always heard that growing up, but tomato juice. But apparently that just masks the smell as opposed to getting rid of it.
Yeah, it does nothing. The only thing you can do is good old-fashioned soap and water and washing yourselves quite often. The whole thing is you have to wear down the scent in order for it to be good. In fact, they even say that if you yourself get stung or stunk by a skunk, that you probably are best just to toss away your clothing.
Toss the clothes, forget it. I saw a great meme. Showed a porcupine and a skunk. The porcupine is open carry. The skunk is concealed carry.
That is good. Very good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Number two on the list, speaking of clothes, is mold and mildew.
Yeah, and you were telling us that you can have mold and mildew living in your washing machine. And, you know, I figured like the hot water would take care of it, but no.
No, the hot water actually kind of breeds it over time. Right. And so that's why, you know, if your washing machine has a rinse, a self-cleaning cycle, you probably should do that. And then add in, if you're able to, add in a half a cup of bleach. You know, like with mine, you can put some stuff in it, but it takes like 4.5 hours to clean.
Wow.
And I usually do it in the overnights because it takes so long. But right. Yeah, it's probably your washing machine, not your clothes. And if it is, the washing machine is not the culprit, and you still have that musty smell, you probably want to get the stuff like Clorox 2 because it has hydrogen peroxide and sodium hypochlorite. Which will actually get rid of that mold and mildew smell. Cigarette smoke, number three. I thought that was interesting.
You know, if you can go into a hotel room or a motel room, and you know if somebody's been smoking.
Oh, yeah. Well, that I see 13 years of not smoking for me, and I can still, it stopped in traffic, I can smell somebody smoking a cigarette.
You know, it amazes me. I'll be leaving the gym. And you can smell somebody, they're sitting out in their car smoking a cigarette. I'm going, man, this is not right, okay?
No. Like, you're at a gym and you're smoking. But I digress. I have asthma and I smoke, so I was stupid too.
Right.
But what they're saying is that cigarette smoke, as you probably can attest to, sticks to, it's like a skunk smell. Mm-hmm. It sticks to everything. So washing, you know, water and soap will get rid of a cigarette smell. But if you're trying to clean inside a car or inside a home, you need to clean everything. And when I mean everything, down to the light bulbs, down to the light switches, down to the baseboards, down to everything, because that's where the cigarette smoke has congregated.
Wow.
In fact, there's videos I've seen online of people opening up like PC computers of smokers, and you should see the gunk that's inside these machines.
Oh, wow. You know, I just had a memory of when I started out in radio back in the 70s, and there was a show I was producing, a guy's doing a talk show, and he smoked through the entire show, and right above his head was the vent from the air conditioner, and it was actually amber colored, and that was from the tobacco smoke.
Yes, when smoking was good and healthy for you back in those days.
Yeah, and we also had booze in the bottom drawer in the newsroom, okay?
Yeah. Let's see, number four on the list, surprisingly, is something we covered a couple weeks ago, and that's gasoline.
Yeah, that's right. And apparently the gasoline is, well, that's a tough one to get out, too.
Well, it is, and you have to be careful because the general gist is that you throw it into the laundry, to the washing machine, but you don't want to do that. It is a volatile chemical that will explode. That's what it's designed to do. So the best bet is to let it dry out naturally. The best way is in the sun. And then what you could do is equal parts baking soda, white vinegar, and hot water. Let it soak. And then you can wring it out and stick it in the washing machine.
All right. So number five is?
Number five is pet urine.
Pet pee. All right.
Pet
and I'd like to point out there is different kinds of pet pee. There's dog pee, and then there's cat pee, which ought to be on the periodic table, I think.
Yes, and it all comes down to the uric acid, which is much like anything in nature, it sticks to everything. Because, as you said, cats in particular mark their territory with urine.
Yeah, the male cat will mark a territory. You know, they can even do it after they've been fixed for a couple of months.
Yes.
Just when you think everything was fine, we had him fixed, and then he sprays your stuff, right?
So that's why normal cleaner is not going to take care of that pee-pee smell. You actually need to get something that is designed for pet urine because it will has an enzyme that will eat the uric acid. And with cats, you'll have to probably spray it several times because of this high content of that particular acid.
Right. You know, from cake shields to face shields, necessity is the mother of invention. We have a couple of, are these dentists too that did this?
No, they're two doctors that worked.
Two doctors, okay.
They're two mothers, they're two doctors, they're two African American women that have worked inside hospitals.
Right.
And they know firsthand what's going on. Now, granted, the infection rate of COVID for kids is not as high as it is for adults, but they have, according to this article, they have firsthand knowledge that they may not be hitting as many kids, but when it hits a kid, it hits them pretty hard.
Yeah, and it presents itself in unbelievably awful ways, too.
Yes, and also you're also talking about being asymptomatic and taking it from one person to another, and a kid can definitely be a vehicle there. The problem is, especially with the younger kids, is that it's near impossible for them to wear a face mask.
Right.
It's not from lack of trying. It's just they will not put they are constantly taking it off, and they don't understand. So,
and the regular face shield, an adult one, won't fit a child.
That's the problem. They're not designed for kids. So these two women decided to start their own company, which they have called Little Lives PPE,
All right.
and they make face shields for kids.
You know, I like the face shield because you can actually see the person's face. I told the story on the air that I was at a store the other day, and I saw somebody who I didn't think was wearing a mask.
Right.
And I was about to mumble something rude underneath my mask, but no. I realized, oh, she's wearing a face shield.
Yes, and that's the main difference why it doesn't with adults versus kids is at the top, there is a piece of foam that will kind of contour to your forehead.
Yeah, you want to keep that sealed up there, too.
Right, so you can imagine an adult head is much larger than a mm-hmm. child's head. So these are designed for kids, and there's two sizes, anywhere from 2 to 6 years old, and then there's another size for 7 years old upwards. And they run about $7 each, which may sound kind of pricey, but keep in mind, you can use this over and over right. and over again. And they come in packs of 10, so you might want to contact some of your schoolmates, their parents, and say, hey, do you want to go halves on sure. one of these? In fact, I ordered some for my two boys.
Cool.
They say it is effective. They tried it on their kids. The kids not only wear it, but they actually have no restrictions of their sight or their breathing, which may be, which some people claim masks do.
Right.
So it's littlelivesppe.com. Pretty
excellent.
Cool about you.
Yeah.
Here we got a Friday night pizza hack if you are making a pie yourself, or perhaps you're doing the lazy man and pulling one out of the freezer.
Right.
It always works out this way. When you try and cut a pizza with the toppings, you'll get that little divot in there, like pepperoni.
You'll hit a pepperoni, and it's like a divot in the road right there, and it'll kind of fold in half,
yep.
and then it doesn't really want to. It kind of smushes into the pizza. It'll ruin a perfectly good cut.
Well, that, and then it starts taking the cheese and the other toppings off mm-hmm. as you start eating it. So this is a pretty cool hack, and it comes down to making, in essence, a fire line where you're going to yeah. cut the pizza. And what you want to do is you want to arrange your toppings if you're making a pizza, or if you have a frozen one, kind of pop them off and rearrange them a little bit so that you have some clear areas where you can roll the pizza cutter to make pizza cut slices.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense right there. That works with frozen pizza too, right?
Mm-hmm, with frozen pizzas as well. Side note, Henry, did you know that in order for a pizza to be considered a pepperoni pizza, mm-hmm. it has to have a certain number of pieces of pepperoni on it?
Really, it doesn't matter how wafer thin they are. It's just how many pieces.
It's not a matter of wafer thin. It has to have a certain amount of numbering pizzas of pepperoni to be considered a pepperoni pizza.
That's from Big Pepperoni. Those guys are powerful.
And then finally, we learned a pretty cool feature that if you have an Android phone that you may want to activate. It's called the Google Verified Call. And it kind of works like with verification with Twitter and Facebook, where you get that little blue check mark next
right.
to your name. It will actually tell you if a number that's calling you is a legitimate business or perhaps a spam call.
And it'll also tell you the service that they're offering, too.
Yes.
Right?
So businesses have to sign up for this particular service. But let's say mm-hmm. you're like a roofer. You can say
right.
that, hey, I'm calling you about roofing. So not only will it display the number with the little check mark saying this is Chris Malone's roofing company, mm-hmm. but it'll also say, hey, Chris Malone's calling to talk about roofing. It is a feature that is on most Android phones. I think the Samsung phones don't have it. You have to actually
right.
download it. But when you click on the triple dot hamburger icon in the upper right-hand corner, tap on settings and then caller ID spam,
okay.
you can go ahead and just activate all of that, and then you'll be set to go.
All right. And I don't care what you're selling, but if you put into their liquor delivery, people will answer the call.
That's very true. Imagine
that.
Even
if you're doing roofing. Oh, did it say liquor? I'm sorry. That's wrong.
That's right. And there's our show for today, Friday, September 11th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
And remember, fun is always shining.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.